Have you ever watched a basketball arc through the air and wondered why it follows that perfect curve? Or noticed how certain patterns in nature seem to repeat with uncanny precision? Mathematics isn't just about calculations and formulas, it's the secret language that describes everything from the stripes on a zebra to the strategies we use to find love. In The Joy of X, Stephen Strogatz reveals this hidden poetry, transforming mathematics from an intimidating subject into a lens through which we can see the world with fresh wonder. Remember that Sesame Street sketch where Humphrey the Penguin keeps saying fish until Ernie teaches him about the number six? This simple scene captured humanity's first mathematical breakthrough, the power of abstraction. Instead of saying fish, 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 we can simply say six fish, a mental shortcut that revolutionized human thinking. This ability to replace concrete objects with symbolic representations marks the beginning of our mathematical journey. Different civilizations discovered similar truths through different paths, from the Babylonians' base 60 system, which gives us our 60-minute hours, to the Mayans' base 20 counting. Numbers exist in a mysterious realm between invention and discovery. We created the symbols, but their properties seem to exist independently of us. Once we define what 6 means and what addition means, the fact that 6 plus 6 equals 12 isn't something we control. It's a truth we uncover. This paradox explains why mathematics has what physicist Eugene Wigner called an unreasonable effectiveness in describing the natural world. From the golden ratio in nautilus shells to prime numbers in cicada life cycles, mathematics seems woven into reality itself. What if we treated numbers as physical objects, like rocks arranged on a table? This concrete approach reveals arithmetic's playful side that most people never experience. 4 rocks in a 2x2 square visually represent a perfect square number. Even numbers form neat rectangles with 2 rows, while odd numbers always have 1 rock left over, showing why they can't divide evenly by 2. Prime numbers, being inflexible, form only single row arrangements, physically manifesting their indivisible nature. A beautiful pattern emerges when adding consecutive odd numbers. 1 equals 1 squared, 1 plus 3 equals 4 equals 2 squared, 1 plus 3 plus 5 equals 9 equals 3 squared, and so on. Visualize this by stacking L-shaped arrangements to form larger squares, with each new odd number adding another L-shaped border. In Yoko Ogawa's The Housekeeper and the Professor, a mathematician poses a puzzle. Find the sum of numbers from 1 to 10 without adding individually. The solution visualizes the numbers as a triangle, then duplicates it and flips it to form a 10x11, 110 rectangle, making the original sum 55. This geometric insight transforms tedious calculation into elegant revelation, the essence of mathematical thinking. How can something exist below zero? While we can't physically see negative cookies, we encounter negatives daily through debts, freezing temperatures, and underground parking levels. Yet many people remain uncomfortable with these quantities, using parentheses for financial losses or designations like B1 for basement levels rather than -1. The most counterintuitive aspect is that multiplying 2 negatives produces a positive. This rule makes perfect sense when we examine patterns. If -1 times 3 is -3, -1 times 2 is -2, -1 times 1 is -1, and -1 times 0 equals 0, then logically -1 times -1 should equal 1, preserving arithmetic's consistent patterns. This negative of a negative concept appears throughout life. In neuroscience, inhibiting an inhibitory neuron allows a third neuron to fire. In social dynamics, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Social scientists have formalized this in balance theory, analyzing relationship triangles where connections can be positive or negative. This mathematical model helps explain the shifting European alliances before World War I. Initially unstable relationship triangles created psychological pressure that pushed nations to realign until they formed two opposed blocs, technically balanced in mathematical terms, but primed for devastating conflict. Simple rules about positives and negatives can illuminate complex human dynamics. Algebra represents a significant leap in mathematical thinking, moving from specific numbers to relationships between variables. When my daughter observed that there's always a number between her age and her sister's, she was expressing an algebraic relationship, y equals x plus 2. This formula captures something true regardless of what specific value x takes. Algebraic thinking provides powerful shortcuts for calculations. Physicist Hans Bethe could instantly square 48 using 50 minus 2 squared equals 2500 minus 200 plus 4 equals 2304. This formula can be visualized as a carpet with a 50 by 50 square minus two strips of width 2 plus a small 2 by 2 square in the corner. This same thinking explains why a 50% stock market loss followed by a 50% gain still leaves you down 25%. If your initial investment is 1, after the loss you have 0.5, and after the gain you have 0.75, expressed through the identity 1 minus x times 1 plus x equals 1 minus x squared. Understanding these relationships helps us see through misleading statistics and avoid financial misconceptions. Geometry unites logic with visual intuition, engaging both analytical and creative thinking. The Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, exemplifies this duality, traditionally viewed as the square on the hypotenuse equals the sum of squares on the other two sides. This theorem can be elegantly proven by rearranging four identical right triangles within a square frame. By shifting these triangles, the empty space, a square on the hypotenuse, equals the combined area of squares on the other sides. Unlike algebraic proofs that convince without illuminating, this visual demonstration reveals why the theorem must be true. Conic sections, circles, ellipses, parabolas, and hyperbolas, showcase geometry's practical applications. Elliptical spaces create whispering galleries, where sound from one focus converges at another. Parabolas focus parallel rays to a single point, explaining their use in satellite dishes. These different curves are actually slices of the same cone viewed from different angles. This geometric understanding explains numerous natural phenomena. Planets orbit in ellipses with the sun at one focus. Thrown balls follow parabolic arcs. The patterns discovered in abstract geometry describe fundamental movements in our physical universe, a remarkable convergence of pure thought and natural law. Calculus is the mathematics of change, describing phenomena from epidemics to curveballs through two fundamental concepts. Derivatives measure how fast something changes, while integrals track accumulation over time. These ideas appear everywhere, from wheelchair ramp gradients to Michael Jordan's jump, where his vertical velocity becomes zero at the peak before gravity takes over. The fundamental theorem of calculus transformed mathematics by connecting derivatives and integrals, enabling predictions of non-uniform change like planetary orbits by viewing the universe in infinitesimal slices. Mathematics extends into fascinating territories beyond calculus. Group theory reveals mathematical structures in everyday activities like flipping mattresses. Topology examines properties unchanged by continuous deformations, explaining phenomena like the one-sided Mobius strip. Our exploration of infinity through paradoxes like Hilbert's hotel demonstrates how mathematics continues to challenge intuition. In our data-driven world, mathematical literacy isn't merely about equations, it's about recognizing hidden patterns connecting everything around us. Seeing the elegant mathematics underlying everyday experiences makes our world more beautiful, comprehensible, and fascinating.